Sun is coming out. It is starting to warm up a little bit. We are out live today. It's the Celebrity Golf Classic, the Ilitch Companies Foundation. Last hour of the show, we'll be joined by guests from the Tigers and Red Wings this morning. John, we're talking a little Lions football here because preseason's done.
2 weeks.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Real deal's right around the corner.
Yep, and it's time for the starters to start putting together that game plan against coaches and starters, understanding the game plan, but a little rest this week, and then back at it on next week, game week.
Is there any drama with the roster? I know last year we were fighting about kicker, or two years ago. It's John, I don't see really any drama on the roster.
No, and that's where this team has gotten to. It's such a deep roster anymore. And, yeah, there are weaknesses, and you could go across college football, but NFL football, and look at a lot of rosters that have glaring weaknesses. It's just football, right? You can't sign all the best players, but they have really good depth. And it's a tribute to Brad Holmes and the fact that he's been able to stack a lot of good drafts together and create a talented roster. So I don't think I think the only drama is it used to be when Lions players were cut, they were the ones that were, you know, looking for real jobs. And now the Lions players that are cut are going to end up on other rosters.
Yeah, we used to do the thing where we're looking at everybody else's cuts to fill out our roster, and now we don't need it. Like, backup quarterback was a story in the preseason. It's not a story now. Hendon Hooker shouldn't be on the roster.
No.
Kyle Allen is, by definition, a serviceable backup quarterback, career, more touchdowns than picks, has started a number of games, is a veteran, and had a good preseason. So yeah. I don't see any drama with the backup quarterback. Hendon Hooker should not take one of the 53 spots, and I think even Dan Campbell with some honest comments has insinuated that.
Yeah, I mean, in his comments were, just to paraphrase them, were, you know, roster spots are at a premium when you're talking about, especially lessons they learned last year, depth at the defensive line spot, depth on the O-line. That's all going to be a part of them putting together this roster, and I don't think Hendon Hooker is going to be one of the 53.
Now, I think Brad Holmes will release two players he drafted in the top 100, and Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin. And I don't say that to suggest that Brad Holmes has done a bad job.
No.
I mean, you're going to have a couple guys that don't make the roster if you're somewhere long enough, and he's had way more hits.
Well,
but those are two guys I don't anticipate making the roster.
Right, but it's also, you know, they've been able to accumulate talent that wasn't even drafted or drafted later, and it's just going to be an admission that they missed. And that's okay.
It happens.
You can miss. Nobody expects Brad Holmes to be perfect rounds 1 through 7 in every draft.
If there's any drama with the roster, is it Za'Darius? Because I've seen people doing their projections, and a lot of people are, including him, going, it's a matter of time. When I was at Lions practice last Thursday, the joint practices, you know, you talk to people and you're just trying to pick up a little bit of what the discussion is. And I was told, if it was going to happen, wouldn't it have already happened by now?
I would argue that point because I think Za'Darius didn't want to be in training camp.
Right, but like as of last Thursday,
I'm surprised it didn't happen at the end of last week. Now, if it doesn't happen, say, by Wednesday, then I would think it was highly unlikely that it was going to happen. I just and maybe it's Za'Darius saying, you know what? I'm enjoying traveling with my girlfriend. I'm enjoying not being in training camp or not having football. He may have reached the point of his life where he's like, you know what? I just don't need football anymore.
So he's unofficially retired.
It could be. Or he could be that hired gun and just waiting for somebody to get hurt and say, you know, if somebody's best pass rusher, like happened for the Lions last year, goes down, now all of a sudden, who's going to be the first on everybody's call list?
Za'Darius. Yeah. But you can answer this. In terms of ramp-up time for a professional athlete, for an NFL guy who's playing in the trenches, he's a vet. He didn't need 4 preseason games.
No.
He probably didn't need a single preseason game, John. But does he need some practice reps to get up to speed here? Like, the idea that he'd be dropped in now, he's not going to get the same level of ramp-up time.
I would say 7 to 10 days. And so we're in that window of 7 to 10 days where he needs to come in because he knows, having been in the division, whether it's with Green Bay or with Minnesota, he knows the division well enough. I know personnel changes, coaches have changed, but he's a pro. He's going to come in great shape. I wouldn't doubt that one bit.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a matter of 7 to 10 days of being able to, you know, refine the skills, and he would be just fine.
The other note on the Lions, and I saw this making the rounds on social media, and you scooped it up, and why don't you just give people what you found?
So ESPN Bet came out with, I think it was Friday, I saw this on the plane, that they came out with the Lions are the most bet team to miss the playoffs.
Far cry from a couple years ago where they're everybody's darling to win the Super Bowl.
Right. And so everybody wants to know, well, why is this? So some of it is if you look at the numbers for Cleveland to miss the playoffs, you're not going to make a lot of money if they don't make the playoffs because they're not expected to make the playoffs.
No, they're with
the Lions
four and
are
a
team that people believe is a playoff team. So that's why the odds are where they are. They're a little bit higher. So if they miss the playoffs, if there is an injury, it's a good payoff. So it's like you like to say, you use that term.
Value.
Yes.
But is there value? Like, let's call it what it is, because, John, you and I are on the same page. Barring a catastrophic injury, this team is going to make the playoffs. We think they're winning the division. So what are we missing here? 248-539-9797. Of all the teams expected to make the playoffs, why are the Lions the team people are fading the most?
Well, it's the same reason why there are always people that put $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever it is, on their team to win the Super Bowl. The odds are long. 2 years ago, it would have been a great payout for the Detroit Lions, and they made it to the NFC Championship game, and everybody that bought that bet before the season started for the Lions to win the Super Bowl, we're sitting there going, should I – they were trying to make the decision, should I take the buyout now or should I ride it? Because – and then they got to, you know, halftime, they're probably looking at it going, man, they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
But let me ask you, I'm doing a bad job. Why not bet the Rams to miss the playoffs with Stafford's back? Why not bet the Bills or the Eagles? Nobody repeats in the NFC East. Why not bet the Ravens? Why is it the Lions of all these teams that are thought to be – playoff teams?
Yeah. Well, because of the coordinators, because of the interior offensive line, and I don't think it's as big of a deal. Now, I'm not going to sit there and use as much confidence as Brad Holmes, but I know that there is this feeling that they've got no one to rush the passer opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And Aiden is going to be double, triple. He's going to have to go through chips. He's going to have to go through a number of different blockers to get to the quarterback, which he can do and will do. But if Pascal is delayed in his return, then you're sitting there going, well, Marcus Davenport. Well, I don't think anybody's sitting there going, Marcus Davenport's going to lead the league in sacks.
No.
Because he's just not going to have the opportunity. He's at some point going to be hurt.
Yeah.
So there are some question marks. And then you look at the schedule. All of those things put together, I can understand why people want to take a rider on or a flyer on betting this bet.
So their 10.5 is their Vegas win total. So if you're going under, you're thinking 9 or 10, which puts you on the playoff bubble, and I don't have the payout in front of me. Maybe it's more lucrative at that point to just bet them to miss the playoffs. But I have a hard time. Like, John, they lose Ben Johnson. A lot's been made about the coordinators. Ben Johnson has said this is a ready-built machine.
Yeah.
We've discussed the fact that they have the personnel still to be incredible on offense.
But he made that statement when Frank was still a part of the roster.
Fair. But do they still have 2,000-yard receivers?
Yes.
A 1-2 punch in the backfield as good as any in the NFL.
And a
bookend tackles.
And a top-level tight end.
And, I don't want to leave Laporte out, but two really good tackles. I mean, I have questions about the interior of the offensive line, but enough to topple them from a 15-win team or a team that's first place in their division down to a 9-8 team, I don't share that level of pessimism.
No, and I think it's people betting on the catastrophic. That there's going to be an injury. And I think the only injury – well, I wouldn't say the only injury, but the injury that would take you straight out of the playoffs would be to your quarterback.
And if he gets hit too many times because the line isn't very good –
your risk goes up.
Yes. 248-539-9797. ESPN Bet says that this team is the most bet team to miss the playoffs. Let's get to Sam and Shelby.
Hey, guys. So it's all because we got a bunch of haters that hate on the Lions. That's all it is. Yes, we lost Ben Johnson. Yes, we lost Aaron Glenn. But that team is stacked. It's ready to go. Our depth is going to take us to where we need to be, which is going to be 12-5 this year. And that's all it is. We're always going to have the haters because we're going to have that bullseye on us. We're going to win the division for the third year in a row and just call it a day. Let the haters hate, and it's going to motivate this team to do what they did for the last 2 years. This is all we need. This team works off motivation. And all these haters are what's going to make us get to the promised land. I don't care about injuries.
Amon-Ra St. Brown said it a couple of weeks ago when we talked about it. It was, you know, they perform best when they're in the underdog role. And I don't view them as any type of underdog, but that's the mindset that they're entering the season with.
Well, they also got a wide receiver that's playing great right now that's a rookie. And I think Tesla is going to be a nice addition onto our team right now with our wide receiver core, with our backfield. With everything that we have right now, that kid's going to do great, I think. And then when it comes down to the offensive line, yeah, we lost Ragnow, whatever it is, happens. But I trust Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell to say, let's plug the next person in like they've been doing for the last 2 years, and it's worked. So you just got to trust the process. Just people outside of Detroit will never trust this process. It seems like they don't trust Brad Holmes like how we do.
Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, and you got to love the touchdown celebration.
When I look at this football team, I see a team that owns this division. Like, his point is they're going to win the division. John, 17-3, the last 20 games for Dan Campbell in this division. Are the Bears going worst to first? I don't see it. Minnesota, I've shared, I don't know that J.J. McCarthy, as effectively a rookie, is going to win this division. And the Green Bay Packers, I think, can give us problems, but I still expect Detroit to win the division. So you're not missing the playoffs if you win the division. Now, do they come into the year a little less heralded? We had Derek Stevens on last Friday, and he said they're not being bet to win the Super Bowl like they were. You give this note about they're the most bet team to miss the playoffs. I will refuse to call them underdogs, but by all means, if they're flying under the radar a little more, maybe you got them right where they want them. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football, especially now that fall has arrived, is Stadium Swim. And we were out there last week. Whether you're at Stadium Swim or you're inside at the Sportsbook, it's a great place to watch all sports. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We brought up the Lions and the fact that nobody, John. A lot of people are betting against them to miss the playoffs this year. They're the most bet team to miss the playoffs, according to ESPN Bet. And we said, all right, why? Because if you win the division, you're not missing the playoffs. And I expect them to win this division, even though the schedule's tough, right? You could lose to Philadelphia. You could lose to Washington. You could lose to Kansas City. I don't think they're losing to Chicago, Minnesota, and Green Bay. Those teams will also have tough schedules. Those teams also have turnover from the offseason. So why? Why are the Lions the most bet team to miss the playoffs? Some of it's payout, right? You take a team from the top. But why are they the team from the top that people are picking on most?
I think it goes back to all the narratives that we've talked about this offseason. It's the coordinators. It's the O-line. It's the edge. It's the schedule. And part of it is the schedule because while all of these teams do play the tough schedule, not all of them, but they're all playing a similar schedule.
Yes.
It's all on the road. All those tough games are on the road for the Lions. So, it again, goes right to the narrative of they can't win big games on the road, they can't win outside. All of those things play a factor into, I think, what people are thinking is an opportunity to make some money on a team that might take a big step back.
Let's get to George in Metamora. George, good morning.
Hey, hello, my friends. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, first of all, John, I want to say that scent of the woman comment is the funniest thing I'm going to hear all day. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome.
What a quick-witted gentleman you are. To pose a different thought. Is this hate or is this the ultimate hedge? Is this just Lions fans saying, you know what, we're probably going to take a step back? Like Costa said, probably not too concerned that we're going to make the playoffs, but like, hey, worst case scenario does happen. Is the payout so good that this is the ultimate hedge instead of like so much hate?
You win either way. You win some money if they don't win, and it's you're willing to say goodbye to $50 if they make the playoffs, and that's exactly. I understand the hedge.
I just can't believe that this team has been the most followed team, the highest rated team to watch, the tickets going like hotcakes for everyone to just turning on them. I'm thinking like, hey, this is an opportunity. Like, hey, the value's there, $50-$100. It's a hedge.
Right, because I think we've seen a lot of those demons be banished, the doubts that creep in. If you're a lifelong Lions fan, you've seen how this can go poorly, right? You know where the bodies are buried. You've seen some stuff. But it felt like over the last couple seasons here, they've washed away a lot of that. So maybe you're saying it's a hedge, not so much that like fans here are doubting the team.
Yeah, I'm saying that, hey, that's another way to look at it maybe.
Okay.
I'm sure there are some of those Lions fans. And other fans outside of the Lions market just looking at, okay, well, yeah, we do believe this is probably a playoff team, but if they're not, let's might as well profit off of it.
Texters, caller nailed it. They love the underdog role. They have phones. They watch TV. They see that stat. They use it as motivation for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, there's that's one of the most famous things about athletes is manufacturing things sometimes in your head, if it's a single game, if it's for a season, is, you know, there's nothing more motivating for a lot of guys or a lot of athletes than somebody doubting them.
You guys are missing the fact that this team is made of glass. 3/5 of the starting O-line won't finish the season. 9-8, 18th pick in the draft, signed Gary.
I don't think it's made of glass. I know that, you know, you have an older center, and he went down with a, you know, an injury at the end of training camp there. But there's a lot of upside to these guys as well, especially as the season goes on in regards to what Mahogany. We saw two starts. While they were really nice and we liked what we saw, in essence, he's still a rookie. And it's the same thing with Ratledge. We've got nothing to go off of for him. So I understand it, but I don't think it's that they're made of glass.
People buy the hype of the other North teams. We have questions going into the season, coordinators, pass rush, O-line, but the questions are bigger in Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. That's from an unnamed texter. And the last text on this says, it's the schedule. I've never seen a more brutal, difficult 6-game stretch to start a season in my life.
It is a very tough start to the season.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, boys, this news is brought to you by Foreman Mills. So the man who's accused of killing his ex-wife in the basement of Henry Ford Hospital last Friday is in police custody. Mario Green was arrested without incident early Saturday morning. Police say he showed up at the hospital claiming he was dropping some of his ex-wife's belongings off. She worked there. She was an employee.
Right.
Well, she told him, hey, get out of here. You need to leave. And that's when a fight erupted, and he pulled out a gun and shot her. It's so sad. The hospital was placed in a lockdown. Police searched for him all day on Friday, eventually obviously caught him, but the victim is just being remembered as magnificent. More than a friend, she was a mother, she was a wife, and she did her job. So very, very sad story.
Awful.
Detroit police are investigating a fatal shooting of a 16-year-old that took place at a city park. Officials say on Saturday night, a 16-year-old boy was found shot in the head at Butzel Playground. The boy was hospitalized but died from his injuries. No suspects are in custody at this time. Kirk Herbstreit shared an emotional tribute ahead of Lee Corso's final College Game Day broadcast on ESPN. And Corso, who turned 90 years old earlier this month. 90 years old. He announced his retirement back on April 17th, and he revealed that his last show would be on August 30th. So over the weekend, College Game Day posted this really heartfelt tribute, and it included all sorts of different people, former colleagues, family, friends, fans, and the tribute closed by Herbstreit sharing some very emotional thoughts, and he couldn't even really get through the first sentence without welling up in tears.
Their dynamic is very special. I'm happy they're doing this because as Corso's gotten older, people may have forgotten just how much energy he brought to game day, and it'll be very cool to relive that with the feature they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's a restaurant in New York that's being sued after allegedly serving a human finger. Oh. Yes, there's a woman, Mary Smith. She claims she ordered a chicken wrap. This was back in November of 2023. And she says that when she took a bite, she discovered a human fingertip inside her wrap.
So just the tip?
Just the tip. So the lawsuit says that this fingertip was fully in her mouth after biting into the chicken wrap. Yes, it was. And she claims the restaurant was negligent, and she says that biting into human tissue has caused her severe, catastrophic, and permanent injuries. Now, her attorney says that this fingertip was sent to a lab for testing, and it was confirmed to be human tissue from a woman.
Oh.
Now, the restaurant is saying, hey, on that specific day, we had no female employees working that day, so it couldn't have been here. Turns out they did have females working. They were working the front, not back in the kitchen, so they wouldn't have been cutting their fingers off.
Well, someone would know if they cut their own finger.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so important to wash your hands as an employee, just in case a finger ends up.
Oh, what happened there? Come on.
The owner of the restaurant calls the lawsuit ridiculous, disgusting, and a quick cash grab. He also plans to countersue for slander. Let's see. Oh, there's an airplane, an airline, I guess I should say, that is apologizing after forcing multiple passengers off the plane due to the plane's weight limit. Like, it would have been worse if they actually set up a scale and like, we need to get the heaviest passengers off. But it happened on British Airways. It was a flight from Italy to London. Everyone was boarded, ready to take off, when all of a sudden they learned that the aircraft was overweight and about 20 people had to get off the plane.
Did they randomly select the individuals or did they look and
I'm sure they...
You're a big boy.
Yeah. Hey, Tubby, come over here.
You got to get off. Okay, you can stay. I'm sure they ask for volunteers is how they start, and then they just, I don't know.
Randomly. Like, we need 20 or the right 15.
Right.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they're apologizing for that. Sorry.
Yikes.
Yeah. Finally, a Florida woman was recently arrested for posing as a dentist and using super glue on her patients. This is appalling. The woman is accused of leaving victims with infections and damaged teeth after installing phony veneers using crazy glue. This is not a lie. So she advertised herself as a veneer technician, but she was unlicensed, had no schooling, should never have been doing any of this. And her advertisement was, I guess, veneers are very expensive.
Yeah.
Can cost more than $1,000 per tooth. But she was giving them away for $3,000 for an entire set.
What a deal.
People were flocking to her. And then she was just causing.
Well, you guys remember the old commercial where the guy would wear the hard hat, put a little super glue on it, and then they would like raise him up and he would be held by his hat. I mean, you would think it would work.
You would think.
If something's going to cost you $20,000 that you're getting for three, you might want to raise an eyebrow.
If it sounds
that
too good to be true, it probably is.
It's Heather with the news. We did get a
that
ticket
was a
texture.
Great news segment.
It was. Mike in Sterling Heights wants to know, was it a chicken finger wrap?
A chicken finger wrap. There you go.
Not false advertising.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, coolest thing you've learned how to do on YouTube. Have you learned how to win a college football game? It happened over the weekend. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of men across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, he's giving you $1,000 off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. Now, Dr. B, he's a true pioneer. He's one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. So once what seemed, like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. And he believes in it so much, not only has he had the procedure himself, he's also performed it on his very own son. So forget those outdated methods. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing scars, just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that keep improving. And he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. So book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com and mention 97.1 to unlock your exclusive $1,000 off before it's gone.
One of the epic moments from week zero, maybe the moment from week zero in college football, a kicker from Hawaii at the buzzer. And his story, John, is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
So he learned how to kick on YouTube. He's from Tokyo. He moved here when he was 20. He started at a JUCO school, and he only got there because he learned on YouTube how to be a place kicker, originally a soccer background. Unbelievable.
That's awesome. It's awesome. You can learn just about anything on YouTube.
Well, got us to thinking. What have you learned from YouTube?
Well, you need to make sure if you're looking at YouTube, you look at more than just one video, because there's a lot of different ways you could do things. I use YouTube frequently for home repair projects or things that I'm building. We've used it for if I'm using the table saw and I want to create a jig that I can make repetitive cuts. And there are so many people out there that have done things before to make your life easier.
Yep.
And thankfully, they've put it on YouTube. And it's great. I've used it for the sprinkler system. When I need to make an adjustment to one of the sprinkler heads, it makes it super easy. And it saves you a ton of money, right? As long as you don't have to. You could go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get yourself a little wrench for 30 cents.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you can come home and save yourself hundreds of dollars by not having somebody come out and make some of those adjustments or some of those home fixes yourself. So I've used it for the sprinkler system. I've used it for when I redid the cabinets in the old house. It just in terms of the best ways to go about it and how to get in, you know, some of the different trims and things that I had to do, the best ways and the best tools to use.
If you're a visual learner, it's perfect. And if you have no idea what you're doing, someone else has already had to do it at some point.
Right. And thankfully, they've posted almost all of those things online. And if not, if you're doing something unique, put it on YouTube. You will help somebody out.
It's always interesting, though. I use YouTube quite a bit, and I always think, this is interesting to think of setting the camera up and recording yourself doing the most obscure thing.
Yeah.
But people do it. And I'm glad they do it, but I think it's odd. Because I can't imagine being like, I'm going to set up my camera and show everyone how to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in one of my trucks, it was a diesel, and they have fuel filters.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like the one I had two of them. And to be able to figure out what it was that I needed underneath the truck to make sure that I wasn't pouring diesel all over myself or all over the driveway, there's multiple videos that you can use to be able to see what it is exactly that you've got to do.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. This is one of the cool stories from the opening weekend, week zero in college football. Hawaii's kicker, Matsuzawa, owes YouTube a debt of gratitude because it got him into kicking and got him making a big kick to take down Stanford on Saturday night. But it could be anything. We want the cool stories, but even like the stuff where you were in a pinch and you just needed something desperately and you look to YouTube and it's some guy who's got maybe not even a ton of views.
No.
It's just some random guy who just...
That's why I find it weird.
But I remember like...
Would you ever do it?
No, but however... it's not radio friendly. I have thought about... It is. So
what did you
back
learn?
In the day, I used to refinish furniture and I used to do a lot of home repairs. Like I was very good with using tools. I don't do that anymore. So I was... In my head, I created a YouTube channel. The name was not appropriate to share on the radio that I was going to show off.
Can you sound it out or?
I'll tell you later. It was a joke. It was a joke. But I thought I could make a whole YouTube channel and I could do it like in a sexy way and I could show people it's not appropriate, but how to use these different tools and do home repairs.
So they have another website channel for that. It's called OnlyFans.
No, not like that. I mean, it could
I'm going to screw in a light bulb.
But I could do it in like a crop top or like a bikini. It's like
exactly.
But no, I'm not like revealing anything like on OnlyFans. I wouldn't be like that.
So it's for people who are too prude for OnlyFans but want to see a little skin.
But also learn how to do
But also want to learn how to do stuff.
Yes, okay. I have a little tool belt.
That's all she's wearing is a tool belt, people. Okay, then. Yeah, it's funny because John's normally the one doing a radio show in his own head.
Right.
But she's got these ideas too.
Things that I would never do, but I would think, maybe
there's
I could do this.
That's amazing.
So this took a different direction. But I can't wait to read ticket text. 248-539.
I can't wait to find out what the name was.
248-539-9797. I was going to go much more wholesome.
I'm not even going to come up with suggestions.
I was trying to create a way that I could be lucrative and people would pay and subscribe to my channel, but I could also teach them things.
I'm sure that would work.
Sure, let's just get to Robert. Robert, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Gotcha. As a young boy, young man, my parents had split up. My dad wasn't in the house, and I used YouTube to learn how to tie a tie, having to go to a lot of places and not having a mom to really who knew how to do it. YouTube was so helpful in just kind of learning some of those things as like a 13, 14-year-old, you know, young boy that you typically get from your father. So I thought that was one of the more helpful things from YouTube in my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do basic, like, how to tie a tie. You can go to YouTube if you're in a pinch and you're, you don't tie a tie very often. Great. Wrapping Christmas presents. Like, I remember in my early 20s,
really?
I'm like, you can look up how to wrap Christmas presents so you're not just dumping it in a bag.
True, I guess. But that seems generic to me, but
it
I
does,
guess
but
not everyone knows
I've
how
done,
to
yeah,
do
there's
it.
Videos for it.
Or tying the ribbons.
You needed YouTube to wrap a Christmas present?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't seem that complicated.
It's not it that doesn't. Complicated. But you want to do it the right way and get your creases. And I'm not an arts and crafts guy, John.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at one point
I used just got to go with the old newspaper and use the sports section, tape it up. It'll just it would look like it came from some 20-something, and you'd fit right in.
Fit right in. We have some ticket techs. People guessing what the channel would be called. I'm not sure.
You can say it. It's probably not it.
Okay. So
let's go back to this for just a second.
This one says finishing wood. You know, if you're doing a finishing.
It was home repair projects.
Well, yeah. When we bought our first house, I was doing so much home repairs, and I was buying it like old furniture and refinishing them, and I was making things, and I thought, my gosh, I could show everyone how to do this. But in order to get more clicks, you got to make it, like, worth their while.
Yeah, so, sure. I mean, sex sells.
So throw on, like, a bikini top, put my tool belt on, and then create a whole channel. Of course, I would never do that. It's just those are the thoughts that go through my head.
You never follow through at all?
No.
Some early results. We have this one that says, how to screw.
Like I said, it was not an OnlyFans channel. It was going to be, like, helpful
What about, you know, you got jobs that got to get done around the house. This one says, what about handy jobs? Very handy channel to help people out with their jobs around the house. Anyway, so, this is going to go in two different directions. We want YouTube stories, things you've learned how to do from YouTube. And if you have any guesses that are radio friendly for what Heather's
YouTube channel was supposed to be.
In my head.
Let us know. It's 97.1. All right, guys. Moran Chevrolet, if you're looking to get a new ride, get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Only at Moran, you can lease the 2026 Equinox LT for $295 a month. That's a 36-month lease, $999 down. Find your ride fast, MoranExpress.com. Stop by. If you can hear John laughing, I think Heather may have told him what the channel's called. Stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Yeah, KC would take care of business on Sunday, but the Tigers would take 2 of 3 over the weekend. Need your help with the Tiger conversation at 8 o'clock. I specifically want your help with something at 8 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit of Lions football. We are out live today, Oakland Hills Country Club. And why are we here? It's the Illich Companies Foundation. It's their Celebrity Golf Classic. Some celebrities, red carpet walks right to us. We're going to have some of those celebrities in the 9 o'clock hour today on the show.
I know, yeah. They enter, and the first thing they see is us.
You.
This is, yeah.
You're the greeter.
On my backside. Welcome to the show.
Now, I have texts, and I want to know, do you want serious or silly?
Use your discretion. Sprinkle them in maybe
together. A little of this, a little of that. We brought up learning things on YouTube because Hawaii's kicker learned how to kick on YouTube. He's Japanese. Uh-huh. He came over here. He saw kicking and thought, I played soccer. I'm going to give this a shot. YouTube taught the man how to kick. He started JUCO, now he's at Hawaii, and he hits the game winner on Saturday night. Heather shared that if she had a YouTube channel to teach people stuff, it would have a name that she can't say on the radio.
Yeah. Risque.
It was a little risque. This is something that I like pretended to fantasize about when we bought our first house because I was doing so many home repair projects.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, my gosh, I could film myself. But in order to make it, you know, get more clicks and more subscribers, I'd have to do something a little different. I would just do it like, you know, in a crop top or a bikini top, and I would do all these home repairs and teach you how to do everything.
First one.
And I had a,
I think the follow-up question, not necessarily about the name, because you did share the name with us and what Jim was doing his live read. you can probably hear me laughing in the background. Is how much of the home repairs are done by you versus Colin?
Oh, Colin does almost all of them. But when we bought the new house, we were both...
There was a lot to do.
We were both doing everything. Okay. And I also was the one doing, like, I like to refinish furniture, so...
Was there any thought of Colin having a rival channel?
Ooh. Not at the time. We had not thought of that. We did discuss this together. This was like a joint venture. Collaborative venture. But
he was going to be the cameraman.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Ticket text. Hammer and Heather, please don't get mad at me.
Oh, boy.
Get nailed by Heather. Tim in Farmington Hills. Stripping, nailing, and screwing. Nailing studs. Does Heather recommend white caulk or black caulk?
Oh, my gosh.
That's just the first batch. 248-539-9797. The more serious thing is,
I love it that he enunciated the L.
Yes.
For my own sanity's sake. We also wanted, like, your real stories of, like, things that you learned using YouTube, and it helped you in a pinch. Texter says, taught me how to change out my light bulbs on my 2010 Malibu. 3-hour process and removing the front bumper off
it
the car.
It sucks changing headlights on your vehicle.
Headlights and taillights. I had to do one for Lucy's car and kind of did the same thing. And once you see it, it's much easier to do instead of trying to figure it out by yourself, because the manual's not going to – it'll tell you, okay, yeah, this is the panel you got to remove. But it doesn't tell you the tools that you got to use to do it, and it shows you, and you could do it so much quicker.
Ticket Texter says, my dryer's control board short-circuited. Guy on YouTube told me you can take a 1-inch wire and bypass the issue. A 5-minute job later saved me $450 labor and new parts.
Yep, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It says YouTube Premium is the best because you have no commercials ever. Okay. Learned on YouTube how to resurface my 30-year-old kitchen table. Turned out perfect. Remodeled entire kitchen and half bath just from watching YouTube videos. That's Andrew on the ticket text.
Mm-hmm.
Saved a lot of money that way. Did some yard work and learned how to use Grandpa's weeder to remove weeds from my yard from watching YouTube videos.
Okay.
Deanna in Clinton Township.
Cool.
I think we want more of the funny ones. Do we have them? 248-539-9797. No, more people saying, I learned how to fix my jet ski on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's whether it's auto, it's home repair, it's something in your yard. There's so much that you can see on YouTube. And it's just amazing that this kid was able to learn the technique, because a lot of the kickers now, and Doug always plays this trick on me, like, okay, where's this kicker from? And 9 times out of 10, they're from that kicking academy in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's an academy that's set up. And I don't know if they have any videos on YouTube. It's probably, you know, proprietary information. But to be able to do something that is so specific, like, obviously he could kick beforehand because he was a soccer player.
Yes.
Kicking a football and doing that is you tweak the skills.
Mm-hmm. Learned how to fix my Keurig coffee maker. Didn't have the money to replace it. Works like brand new. Saved $150. Nelson in Novi.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are super easy fixes. Like the master board on his dryer, like being able to bypass it with a wire, or even just be able to replace parts on some of your appliances.
How to polish the wood, Andrew and Temperance. Perky repairs with Heather.
Oh, that's good.
Heather's toolbox.
Oh.
Laying pipe with Heather.
No, dirty jobs.
You knew what this was going to be. 248-539-9797.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's interesting.
It was a cool story over the weekend that the guy actually coming up big in a spot for them. He had a couple field goals in the game, including the game winner.
He did. And I think now, you know, he'll probably have – there's going to be a lot of people that will follow him just because of the uniqueness of the story.
Yep.
Not going to follow Hawaii football very much, but they'll check the box score, see if he's how he's doing.
Yeah. All right, 8 o'clock hour, we're talking Tigers, we're talking Lions. Coming up after the update, want your help with something specifically. Would you do me a favor? It's 97.1.